In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. You know, when I was a child, at one time, my family had two kittens. They were very cute, about that big. But you know, almost every time we would feed them, they would fight. Because, you know, they wanted to have all the food, each of them wanted to have all the food for itself. And he would go like that, you know, to the other one. And the other one would go back too, yes. They would have a little of a fight, you know, every time we would feed them. I'm telling you about this, you know, because today's gospel is again a parable. Yes, they would go like that, you know. But don't go there. Because that will be exactly today's lesson. Not to be like the animals. Okay? Not to fight over stuff. Today's gospel was again a parable. And St. Luke tells us that the Lord said this parable because one man from the crowd who was around Jesus said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide inheritance with me." So we had obviously two brothers who were arguing over the inheritance. Like my two kittens who were fighting over food, those two brothers were fighting over whatever their parents left to them. They couldn't agree on to share, like between brothers, what their parents left to them. You know, I should tell you a joke about this. They say, you know, that two men said, you know, let's share like brothers. And the other one said, no, 50-50. Don't share like brothers, but 50-50. Because sometimes brothers or sisters don't know to share 50% and 50%. They want to have it all, like my kittens. Now, we saw in today's gospel a man who was very greedy. He wanted to keep everything for himself, everything that God gave him. It happened that he had a really good crop. God gave him a really good crop that year, and he wanted to keep everything for himself. He was more like, I'm sorry to say this, but he was more like an animal who wanted to keep it all for himself. You know, we are sometimes like the animal. And is it nice when we are like the animals? No. When we don't want to share? We want to keep it all for ourselves? But that's who we are like when we want to keep it all for ourselves. You know, St. Gregory the theologian, I know that by now you are good theologians. St. Gregory the theologian used to say that the human being is a deified animal. Now, what do you think that means? That a human being is a deified animal.
But the human can act like an animal sometimes.
Yes, you know, I mean, obviously, so what St. Gregory is saying is that, you know, as human beings, we have... Luca, could you please stop doing that? As human beings, we have a body like the animals, don't we? We have organs within us like the animals. But he says that we are a deified animal. What a deified word could mean? We are not totally animals, but deified. What the word deified could come from? Holy or?
We're animals with the brain.
No, deified. What do you think that the word deified, what is the word deified coming from? From God. Theos in Greek means God. Deified, it means, you know, that the human being is an animal which was transformed by God and became more like God. That's who St. Gregory says that we are. We are like the animals, but by the grace of God, we're transformed into the likeness of God. Now, I told you about this because I think this is very true. Sometimes, you know, because all the time we have something from the animals, and all the time we also have something from God. But it's up to us to choose if we want to be more like the animals or more like God. Who do you want to be more like?
God.
Like God? Then, when you are called to share, don't be like my kittens and fight over it. It's mine! Mine! It's mine! Meow!
Meow!
Okay? We are like the kittens, you know, meow, it's mine. Let us be like God and share everything that we have because God shared even his only begotten Son with us. He shared everything that he has with us. So let us be like God and share everything that God gives us because ultimately everything that we have isn't really ours.
No, it's God's.
It's God's. That's what the man in today's gospel, in today's parable, forgot about. That good crop, in fact, came from God. God allowed him, you know, to have a good crop that year. Everything that we have is from God, and we are called to share it with the world around us.
Because God, like, looked over the crop while it grows.
Exactly. The man planted, but God provided the growth.
Wasn't he selfish when he said that he wanted to keep it all in his own barn?
Of course he was selfish.
Because he assured himself an economy for years.
Yes, you know, he wanted to have this security for the rest of his life. And he thought, you know, that I could live, you know, an easy life and just have fun for the rest of my life.
The devil feels like this is a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
But God, not so much.
Yes. The devil wants us, you know, to be afraid of what could happen and to try, you know, to make provisions for the rest of our life to live an easy, happy life. But if we don't share, are we going to have a beautiful life?
No.
We might have some goods for the rest of our life, but we will be alone. And are we happy when we are alone?
No.
Even if we have a lot of gold and money and everything, if we are alone, exactly. What good are goods if you don't share them?
No.
They lose their value. Okay. Thank you very much. Christ is among us. Yes, beloved faithful, the world around us appeals to our most basic instincts to make us buy, to make us afraid, you know, to make us do what the world wants us to do. They say that, you know what, a word that starts with S sells. But lately, I think they're appealing to even a more basic instinct to make us buy. And Nicholasville Street, you know, I live at the south end of the city, and I have to drive by the mall almost every time I go home. And that area becomes more and more crowded, especially at this time of the year. And I want to tell you about this today because, you know, it is that time of the year when the world around us wants to get us afraid, when the church tries to give us joy and hope. When the church tells us to prepare for the coming into the world of the Messiah, when the church tells us to prepare for the most joyful event, for the coming into the world of the Messiah, the world around us tells us to be scared and afraid and to buy more because we need it. And as I was telling you, I noticed that lately commercials are appealing to an even more basic instinct, a more animalic instinct that's within us. They are appealing to our instinct of preservation. They are appealing to our fear. And commercials, you know, maybe I'm wrong, you know, but I noticed that, you know, that lately commercials are like barking at us. They're not talking anymore, they are barking. You have to do this, you have to do that. Just to get us afraid. Or, you know, the message is, did you ever think what could happen if? And if you don't get this, I don't know what, flashlight or whatever, you're going to die. And if the end of the world comes, you are not prepared. And buy insurance for everything. Buy insurance because otherwise you are going to be in trouble. But I'm already in trouble if I am afraid. I could buy all the insurance that the insurance companies offer me. If I'm afraid, I'm in the biggest trouble. Therefore, beloved faithful, let us be aware of this. Let us be aware of the fact that the world around us wants us to be afraid because they want us to buy, they want us to be enslaved. The devil wants us enslaved. The devil wants us afraid, and the easiest way to enslave somebody is to make somebody afraid. It is a lot easier to control somebody if that person is afraid of something. And then just play with the fear of that person. Christ came into this world and he gave his life on the cross for us to give us freedom from anything and not to be afraid of anything anymore. That's why real Christians were always hated by the world. Real Christians were always envied because the world noticed that there is something special about these crazy Christians. They're not afraid of anything. What's wrong about you? What's wrong with you? You are not afraid of anything. You are not afraid of death. You are not afraid of anything. Real Christians are not afraid of anything because they know that Christ died on the cross to release those who, through the fear of death, were all of their lifetime subject to bondage. St. Paul says in the letter to the Hebrews that Christ died once again to release those through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. We are released. We are not subject to bondage anymore. We are not afraid of anything. We cannot be told that, you know, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, something bad is going to happen to you. Nothing could happen to us anymore because we are one with God. Let us not allow ourselves to be enslaved by any kind of fear that is thrown at us because God freed us. Let us not forget the Lord's words in the same chapter 12 of the Gospel of Luke. He told his disciples, after giving them this parable and after speaking about the importance of not being anxious about anything, but having faith and being free, he told his people, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Do not be afraid." The most frequent commandment of the Bible. They say that we have this commandment in the Bible more than 300 times. Do not be afraid. Let us not be afraid. Let us prepare ourselves for the coming of the Messiah into the world. Let us keep the joy of God into our hearts, now and forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.